the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira wa la li qabaihi satira wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil hasan mubaddilan ghayrak la ilaha illa ant subhanaka wa bihamdik zalamtu nafsi zalamtu نفسي. Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, you already know that we started talking about the part where the commander of the believers, Imam Ali alayhi salam, starts saying, Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira. Oh Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins. Wa la li qabaihi satira. No concealer of my wicked acts. Wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih. بِالْحَسَنِ مُبَدِّلًا غَيْرَكَ. No transformer of any of my wicked acts into good acts but you. Regarding the first two parts, we sufficiently discussed the fact that the Almighty Allah has the attribute of all-forgiving, and He Himself has asked the servants not to be disappointed of His mercy. And about the concealer of wicked acts, we said that the Almighty Allah always wants the servants to know that He would save the honor of the servants in case they commit a crime. But of course it had one exception. If the sinner becomes brash as to sin in public, of course it's meaningless to save his face before the others. In one of the commentaries of the Holy Quran, Minhaj al-Salihin, in this regard, we read, on the day of resurrection, the servant is brought before the Almighty, who orders to place him in a dome. Then Allah would address that servant, my servant, you benefited from my blessings for committing sins. And as I increased my blessings for you, you increased your wrongdoing. So the servant bends his head from shyness. He is then addressed, my servant, at the same time as you committed sin, I forgave you and removed all your sins. Then another servant is brought up before him afterwards and counted for his deeds until he becomes tearful. The Almighty says, my servant, when you committed sins joyfully, I did not embarrass you. How do I chastise you now that you are weeping? I forgive you and let you come into my paradise. This, dear listeners, is one of the parts of the commentary books, Minhaj al-Sadiqin, about this part of the Kumail supplication. The Almighty Allah is concealer of wicked acts, and at the same time He is all forgiving.
Oh Allah, I I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his needs to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. O Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul. I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance. I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Now, this, the endless mercy of the Almighty Allah does not stop here. Not only does he forgive you, not only does he conceal your wicked acts, but also he transforms your wicked acts into good deeds. Allahumma la ajidu li dhunubi ghafira. O Allah, I find no forgiver of my sins. Wa la liqaba'hi satira. And no concealer of my wicked acts. Wa la li shay'in min 'amali al-qabih bil-hasani mubaddilan ghayrak. O Allah, you are the only one that transforms my wicked acts into good deeds. And this is among the other attributes of the Almighty. When the servants repent, when the servants do good acts, he would transfer the servants' sins into virtuous acts. And this is what the Holy Quran itself suggests. Illa man taba wa amana wa amila amalan saliha. Except him who repents, believes, and does a good deed. Faulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. These are they of whom Allah changes the evil deeds into good ones. Wa kana Allahu ghafuran rahima. Allah is forgiving, merciful. As you can see, dear listeners, this is what the Almighty Allah wants. He wants all the servants to know that he is all forgiving. Not only that he is forgiving, he is concealing their wicked acts, and he is the one who can transform the wicked acts into good deeds. Where else can you find this level of mercy to be shown to the servants? Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. We'll talk about this attribute of the Almighty Allah, the transferring of wicked acts into good deeds, in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.